Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Monday the 2nd of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Plymouth, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, new low moving steadily north, expected just north of Faroes, 963 by 1800 Monday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Atsira, southerly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. South Atsira, southeasterly 4 to 6. Rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Forties and Cromarty, veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, south 4 to 6, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, south or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later, except in Humber. Fair, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay, southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Plymouth, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Biscay, cyclonic 4 to 6, fair, good. Trafalgar, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then decreasing 4 at times, decreasing 3 to 5 later in Sole. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southerly 6 to gale 8 at first, except in West Fastnet, otherwise cyclonic, becoming northwesterly later 3 to 5. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, southwest becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Rockall, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, variable 4 at first in West Bailey, otherwise cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Bailey, becoming northwesterly later. Rain, then showers, fair later, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south, veering southwest 6 to gale 8. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first, increasing gale 8 to storm 10 for a time. Rain, wintry showers later, good, occasionally poor. Light icing later in southeast Iceland. And the weather reports from coastal stations 42300, Tyree Automatic, south by east 7, recent rain, 3 miles, 990, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south-southeast 6, slight rain, 2 miles, 989, falling. Lerwick, south-southeast 5, slight rain, 2 miles, 998, falling. Wick Automatic, south by east 5, 9 miles, 995, falling. Aberdeen, south by east 5, recent drizzle, 11 miles, 999, falling slowly. Lucas, south by west 5, more than 38 miles, 999, falling more slowly. Boomer, south by east 4, recent rain, 16 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Bridlington, south by west 6, 1008, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 5, 11 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 5, 11 miles, 1015. St. Catherine's Point automatic, south by west 3, 1014, falling slowly. Jersey, south by east 5, 15 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, south by east 6, 1012. Scilly automatic, south 8, missed 3 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Milford Haven, south 7, 6 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Aberporth, south by east 8, rain 2 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Valley, south 7, 5 miles, 1002, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south by east 4, 8 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Valencia, south 2, recent rain, 8 miles, 999, rising. Ronald's Way, south by east 7, recent precipitation, 2 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Malin Head, west-southwest 6, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 993, rising. Macrahanish automatic, south by east 7, recent rain, 9 miles, 995, falling more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, the south to southwesterly airflow currently affecting the United Kingdom will bring strong winds to the coastal waters with a risk of gales in the north and west. There'll be further rain or showers, especially in the west. High pressure will then build across the British Isles overnight and into Tuesday, bringing more settled and quieter conditions with lighter winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southeasterly veering southwesterly, then westerly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, then decreasing 3 at times in south. Occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, veering southwesterly 3 to 5. Rain at times, fair later, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south 4 to 6, veering southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southeast 4 to 6, veering west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, becoming variable mainly southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, south 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle at times, but mainly fair in east. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west, becoming variable, then westerly or northwesterly later, 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, veering westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in north. Isle of Man, south 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, then veering northwest 5 to 7 later. Rain at first, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in east. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, then becoming cyclonic later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, then veering northerly or northwesterly later, occasionally 7 later in south. Rain at first, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Shetland Isles, south or southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 5 to 7. Rain at first, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And it's exactly 1 o'clock. That's it for Sunday, St. David's Day. In a moment, we'll leave you with the BBC World Service, which will keep you up to date with events in the Middle East until Radio 4 returns at 5 a.m. This is Richard Evans wishing you a very peaceful night. North Star. Good night.
BBC News with Danielle Jałowiecka. President Trump has posted a video on social media and appeared in other media interviews to tell the American people they should be prepared to accept that some US soldiers will die during the ongoing military strikes on Iran.
Combat operations continue at this time in full force, and they will continue until all of our objectives are achieved. CENTCOM shared the news that 3 US military service members have been killed in action, and sadly, there will likely be more.
Mr. Trump said that America would avenge their deaths. The U.S. Defense Force has also outlined next steps for Washington, as Simi Jalawasho reports.
The U.S. Central Command claims to have destroyed the headquarters of Iran's Islamic Revolution Guard Corps. It has also given details of other targets, mainly command centers, air defense systems, missile sites, and naval assets linked to the Revolutionary Guard. The